Hi, it's Sylvia Pressley again, and today I would like to tell you about Instagram, a photo sharing app available in App Store. The reason why I would like to tell you about it mainly is because Instagram has been nominated to top 2011 applications in the App Store. So obviously it's popular and it's worth looking at. Instagram is not only a photo sharing app, but it's also a community, so it's worth looking at how you can share your photos and create content which can be commented upon and drive building ongoing relationships, both for individuals as well as brands. If you go to Instagram, probably it's worth starting with your personal profile and looking at whether you want to have your photos public or whether you want to protect them. Obviously, if you want to be social and if you want to promote your brand, you will have them public. You can search through your friends and add them. This will help you, especially at the beginning. You can also set up sharing to other social media networks, which is very useful because it saves you time in terms of productivity. You can link your Instagram at the moment to Twitter, Facebook, Flickr, Posterous, so you can blog with Instagram, Tumblr as well, you can blog with Instagram, and to the geolocation service Foursquare. Hopefully in the future we will see more and more services linked in here. But just as a reminder, if you do link your Instagram account to those services, make sure that you manage how you upload each of your photos. You'll be able to do that later on. Now if you go to the first menu point, which is a feed, you will see updates from your friends. So in a way, Instagram works a little bit like Twitter. You can see what your friends were uploading in a reverse chronological order, and you can comment on those photos, you can like them, you can add them to your favorites, and you'll find your favorites under your profile again. Then the second tab is popular. Popular, it's very important to take active part in the Instagram community. So do have a look at leading photographers out there, start commenting. In terms of learning about photo editing apps that are used for different purposes, it's a great way to simply go out there, find interesting photos, and ask in the comment sections, how did you make it? What type of app will you use? And the Instagram community is very supportive from that point of view. Third tab is share. This is where you upload your own photos. You can take a photo and have few filters to choose from. You can edit it. Now remember, when you add description to your photo, and if you link this photo to Twitter or Facebook, make sure you tag it. Tag it with the people's names or hashtags, so it's easier to find on Twitter. On Flickr as well, obviously. Tagging, generally speaking, is a very good habit for all the content you put out there. You can also upload photos from your gallery, which makes it really easy to be more and more creative. You can download from the App Store a lot of photo editing tools. You can just shoot a photo of anything around you, edit it a little bit on your phone, then upload it to Instagram and share it with your friends. Again, you will see in the popular section that there's a lot of creative ways to engage with your viewers. So this can be simply fun. As I mentioned, Instagram has a lot of filters, and every new update of Instagram brings in new interesting features. Then the fourth tab is news. This is where you can check who's reacting how to your uploads. You have news about your own uploads, and you have news from your friends, so you can see what are the favorites that your friends are liking. Again, just as an advice, if you want to learn from others, start following a few leading photographers or people whose style you like, and you will see here in news from other friends that you're following how to expand your networks in this area, how to get involved with people who are of interest to those whom you look up to. So again, you can use this ripple effect for your own means to make sure that you build your networks in the right way. So yes, just generally speaking, Instagram is fun. It's easy to use. It's fast, especially for events management. I've seen charities using it. It can also be managed externally to your website, where you can upload, when you can search through Instagram hashtags. I've seen some charities using it as well. So do it. Go out there.